Side two of the Get Back album. Listen while you can, because if the past is any indication as to the future, and it's the only one we have, we will be in some way stopped from playing this album by the record company itself after the next couple of days. So get it in while you can. It won't be out till Christmas. This is all of side two from the Beatles' next album called Get Back.
One, two, three, four.
Okay, we're having a little trouble with the stereo, so we'll try it now. I think it should work. This is Get Back.
One, two, three, four. And I find myself in times of trouble.
Call me and give me the courage to come screaming in. One,
like she do me. Ooh, she do me. Yeah, she does. And if somebody ever really loved me, ooh, she loved me. Yeah, she does.
Lovely girl, I love you. Because you're sweet and lovely girl, it's true. I love you more than ever, girl, I do. I want you in the morning, girl, I love you. I want you. Blue. I'm living every moment, girl, for you.
sweet and lovely girl. I love you because you're sweet and lovely girl, it's true.
That's got to be the end, I guess, of side two of the Beatles Get Back. In the spirit of Get Back, I got to tell you, it is such a game to be working at a radio station. The Beatles become really fun because somebody gets the Beatle album, right? Some radio station, say Wemex, gets the Beatle album, and they play it. And we hear it, and we all jump around, stamp our feet, say, gosh, they got the Beatle album, we got to get it. So we call our Beatle promo man, our Capitol promo guy, Brian Pinella, and we say, hey, Brian, they played it over there, and you didn't get it to us. He says, oh, no, they got it again. And he runs over and sends telegrams, says, hey, you can't play it. And Dick Summers says, oh, of course they can play it. And so in the meantime, we manage, through our own devious, nefarious means, to get copies ourselves. By this time, Brian doesn't quite know what to do, because we're the guys he's trying to get the tape, and we get it by ourselves, and then he's got two radio stations playing the Beatle album before the release date. If you play an album before the release date in America, Apple is going to get PO'd, and they're going to send you a letter or a telegram saying, you know, if you ever do this, you won't get serviced with the next Beatle album on time. So everybody giggles and laughs and stomps around, but takes it extremely seriously, because they're the Beatles. But it's so much fun. In the meantime, everybody in the world has it. But if the trend continues, if Beatle albums are released every 4 days, it's really going to drive poor Brian crazy. And in fact, if you're taping this off the radio, someone's going to come to your house and say, listen, I'm sorry, you can't play that album in your house. And they're going to send you, in fact, if you've taped that, you might be the first on your block to get a tape from, a telegram from Apple, saying, don't play the record in your house, because the release date, and you can't even have it. In fact, flush it down your toilet. Anyway, it sounds a great deal like the Jay Giles bathroom tape. It's side two of the Beatles Get Back. We'll do all of side one, and so much more new stuff that it's not to be believed, between now and 10 o'clock. This is going to be fun.
Sure is.
You want to stay around, Mississippi?
All the way.
This is Get Back. I suppose in the spirit of the Beatles Get Back album, you just spit on the microphone and stuff. The Get Back album was recorded at the same time as the single, and it was on a rooftop. The Beatles were getting a little tired of working around in the studio, so they decided to surface, and they went upstairs and set up the recording equipment, and they just went and had a ball, and they went and had a jam and a session, and they're going to release that as part of a beautiful Christmas package that might cost you some bread, but you can scrape it up and buy it, because it'll have a 125-page picture book of the Beatles, and there will be a film commemorating the thing, so that'll be their Christmas gift to you. And we'll listen to the rest of the album a little bit later this evening.
California grass.
song.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were singing.
I was.
Robot.
Going nowhere, spending someone's heart and pay. You and me Sunday driving, not arriving on our way back home. We're on our way home. We're on our way home. We're going home. Cards, writing letters on my wall. You and me burning matches, lifting latches.
So we leave the little town of London, England.
Okay. So you're doing good. You never change drumming now. Yeah, that's okay. Okay. All right, Glynis, we're off again. Yeah. One, two, three.
Any place you go, I don't need a sun. Oh.
Yes, you could indicate anything you see.
Okay, we'll end it here for now and we'll get back to the Beatles, so to speak, at 8:30. If you have a television set in your midst, on Channel 7 you will find the Beatles and Crosby, Stills, and Nash in this next hour. What I would like you to do is turn on the picture and leave the sound on, because we have some new nice things to play that won't be the Beatles until 8:30, just so you can watch them. You can put it up on the side and watch it turn brown. And that's life. And the apple is there for you. And the apple is there for the apple. And the Beatles will be there with Get Back on the Apple.
We listen to it totally
on the radio. Then and after then, and they're on the television right now.
bathroom full of tears, crying for the day, why leave me standing here, let me know.
Seems satisfied with that one drone.
Yeah.
And you can see, like, if you could be satisfied with that one drone, then
yeah,
it's,
be no need
it's
to
purer in a way.
Yeah.
You know, I like when the chord changes. The great thing about a piano is, like, there it all is. There's all the music ever. That's it, you know. All the music that's ever been written is all there, you know. I mean, and it's like a... Like our latest things in music are just, you don't know. Thank you. there's no stopping, is there?
Yeah.
And unless you feel like stopping.
Yeah.
There's really nothing to stop it, because that's it.
There it all is. Music is sort of based on the...
That's the thing, yeah, there you've got it.
Yeah.
See, but then you get to sort of wonder how people do all those contrapuntal things. Start trying to find out chord patterns. You really suss what people are doing, you know, what musicians are doing. And they really, it's, you know, it's like. Like old tunes, you know, they have just a certain way of going.
Yeah.
And they hardly ever vary from it.
What,
I don't really know it, you know, my dad knows that thing. Yeah.
Just kept it the same tonal way, it changed the each.
Yes, they changed the melody on top of it. This is the thing, at the end of a song, really. So, some people, you know, don't hear that, but from what you were sort of whistling before, you obviously heard all those little bits involved in there, so you'd be able to do it.
So,
the
camera?
Yeah.
Sorry, leave it to me.
You'd be able to do all that then. That.
You know, you might like to do.
This
is this program that Leonard Bernstein did, which was. Yeah. Really great.
Lenny.
I'm deeply ignorant about music. Mm. And they're really, you went really deeply informed about music, because there's someone that you've been thankful
for
music. And you really made it so simple.
He's thankful about music.
He made it so simple.
Very nearly, yeah.
saw Lee last night.
He didn't Lee have a big gun and he wants to see
Thank you.
Do you need me now? I love you. We did a much better one, very first time we ever did it. And it was very dry, just little, with like about 8 violins. Very, but very dry, you know, like, really sound like a little string quartet, you know. But, I don't know, we were very fussy at the time, didn't like it, and so it got turned into a mammoth ballad. It's a great song, though. Yeah, it'd still be like a... Done good. I wonder if people still got the original thing of that. Because we did a great version the first time we did it. Only Gordon couldn't get the high notes, and he was sort of... But it was all right, though. It was okay. It was just we were so fussy, we thought, this is the song, you know, this is the one. And we were so fussy about it that we chucked it, jacked it in, you know, and just let them go and do it again. But they did it the next time, it was a mammoth Peter and Gordon treatment.
Right. Yeah, but then, yeah.
Too sort of big and...
Nice. Yeah.
The first time we did it was little. It was great, you know, it was really... Whoa.
Tour in America. He used to join up.
What? For Gordon.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Gordon was on the radio
this morning. What's Gordon doing
now? He's all right.
He's got a song out there called Weeping Lucia.
Well, I'm still about the big city blues, too hard to take. So I'm moving on down the line. To one of them.
And the young Johnny Cash, you call your business.
It's good, though.
Yeah. I like the one he's got out now. I like him. I like his voice.
Yes.
Johnny Cash is my bank.
Yeah,
it's great. Have you heard that LP? It's so great.
But the atmosphere is very good.
Yeah, but he's very good.
I killed a woman down in Fulton.
Because he's been in there.
To some cocaine.
Hey, you're going to have a glass of water? That's that. You're going to have a glass of water? And they all go, tell them, Johnny.
Oh, no, you bring the water on.
Yeah.
It's about the tin cup. Don't you have anything else but tin cup?
I just came out of the fanatical tune. Cocaine, I tried to kill my woman down in...
I flushed you from the bathroom of my heart. That's a great one.
Hi, my name is Johnny Cash.
And we met him. Came to see
him.
And we just sort of came into the room and someone said, and Tony Barrow was there and Brian was over there, you know, and he was just sort of facing him. Someone said, this is Brian Epstein. Johnny Cash, on a bad day. On a good day, I'm not. He's taking Tony Barrow for Brian. On a clear day.
Hi, you're a Beatle.
least we're keeping together.
The famous duo.
Neb. We could make a film, you know. Just get a script and all that. And really not waste all this camera time and do a little sort of film.
Yeah, right.
Today.
Should we?
All get parts and get an old Fabian script or something. Yeah. Get everyone in on it. As, you know, Sergeant Badger. Sergeant Badger. Private Clough. Happily known as Ginge.
Original.
The Church Hall lout. Church Hall lout who commits the robbery, yeah. The ringleader.
No, the school teacher.
School teacher.
On vacation.
Who is there from Morocco?
Just taking the children on a tour. See the famous masks of Damascus.
Would you like, do you want to be a goodie then, Glenn? Come on, now you're sulking, aren't you? Wants to be a goodie.
The roughneck that changes.
Yeah, Cliff. Cliff troll, you know. Yeah. Yeah, the hard drug peddling yob.
Who
turned to religion. No. Was it good? Never saw it. Oh, the fence.
There's a temple here from CBC.
Might
be the
John fixed up.
John fixed it up. And they want to do Yoko and possibly John. They want to set up in the other part of the studio.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
I was going to go on. They can easily go to another studio. Do you mind? Or do you give a fuck? Is this in between?
No.
You don't give a fuck?
No.
If they can set up way far in the other side of the studio. Like, there's some places there behind me.
The Yelston.
I guess. Yes.
Well, where are those studios?
If they can go well back. Hey, we're getting a train in. Ooh. Yes, yeah, David, yeah. Somewhere way the hell back there.
Yeah. Should we film this? Like a Fabian script.
Let's head on to
the we'll just all take a part.
Yeah.
We've got.
And so, I detective. Can Tony can help, and Tony can shoot it. We're going to do a movie today.
No, Tony's in it. He's in it.
Can I be in it?
Well, Glenn gets rid of the drugs.
Can we get some makeup?
Throw in.
Hey, I can do my Dead Beetle movie.
Hmm.
My two Dead Beetle movies.
Glenn was the teacher, the school teacher, who goes to see him.
Mal's the policeman.
What can I do?
Shut it. Spanish fence.
And there's some girls out there for the sex interest.
Yeah. Right.
Some boys in here for the
okay.
Sex interest.
Okay, closed set. Closed set for the nude bathing scene.
Hey, there's a couple of people. Hey, there's a couple of groovy looking blondes.
I've noticed. I've been working on this film idea for a long time.
Two blind loves, two blind loves.
Yeah, we're going to make a train movie. Why don't we do a night on a train?
That's it, you know, I mean, we really could just give ourselves characters and just make it up. Just come along now, come along now. Come along now, let's learn.
Fuck off.
But it's cigars.
Well, let's make a U-film.
It's licorice paper.
It's Tipperillo.
That's the first thing you ever said to me.
What?
I must have taken a little.
At Chiswick Park, years ago, when we did something, you said, what kind of tree is that? And I said, it's a U. And you said, no, it's not, it's a me.
You know, well,
yeah, and I thought that was so funny. I thought, God,
I couldn't stop myself from laughing.
I thought Beatles humor. Mainly because it was a wisteria, anyway.
Wisteria?
Yeah, which is what you get when you have a bad trip.
So that was hysterical.
Just as long as I look thin, Tony, I don't care.
We've got to spare a few thousand feet, haven't we?
We've got to spare a few thousand feet. We won't tell Dennis we're doing it.
Oh, we just shoot the CBC crew.
Shooting John. Shooting Yoko.
Shooting John. Not a bad idea, is it? But Johnny Yoko should be shooting Ringo and I.
Yes, and
we should be shooting an instamatic shots of the crew.
None of those ones really come in. But I'm not really, I'm an MI5 agent, and so he comes in behind him.
Little does he know that I know that he knows that he's not an MI5. Yeah, and the crew is reading Playboy.
Let's make a silent movie.
Yeah.
Slow, so it speeds up in the Playboy, because they're always funny to watch.
Yeah.
And play.
Listen, what we could, we could do to save a little money is figure take one of these songs we're recording, make it a single, and do the promo film for the single here.
Yeah, right.
Right here.
I'm commercial, you see, because I've been staying for the last few days. Hey, shall we shoot the train coming in? Chug, chug.
No, no, no.
No, no, no?
Why?
Why not?
It's copyright.
It's what? Well, it's a documentary.
Just turn your lights round.
But it's a good shot for the part of the atmosphere. Oh, come on, no, Tony. No, oh, fuck.
What do you mean, no?
Oh, no.
Fucking
John
Luke Goddard.
Turn your fucking camera.
Just a minute.
We need to get a good-looking girl. There must be some... Hey! Hey, this is, you know, hey. You can go on. You know your tap routine? It's hey, that casting girl today from Magic History. With Mr. Sellers, right?
Where?
Let's back there. So why don't we get one of the girls? Why don't we get one of the...
Let's take our cameras to the casting section.
Why don't... No. That's another play. Why don't we get one of the girls in here to play the girl spy, Lavinia? Or Titania?
Are they doing drag?
I think
Oh, no, well.
I could be in drag, but also
I'd like
in
the sky.
And bring her in here when you are.
Yeah. Bring her in, she's in the movie. We just...
I wouldn't come in there when you are.
Cough.
Bring in five, we're artistically interested.
Wrong door, Rich.
You're doing it again, turn over.
Hey, can we catch that, Tony? Can you swing a light on him? Just take him out. Hey, yeah.
Before you fall, wait till we get the lights on. Okay.
Well,
we should.
Can we get one on the camera as well?
Yeah, let's go.
Can you stick them up, Jim? Can you light?
Hold it.
Yeah. Well, just come down. Ah. Yeah, do it again, we'll kill you.
Jim, the first one.
Boy,
do it.
Get up
there. Very easy. I've just done all the swinging over there. Very easy.
I'll have a go. I was never very good on the ropes.
Cinch. Gotta take the whole three.
And my small hand?
Really is that razor.
You cracked me on it, Jamie, you boy.
Good.
Can you do it with no legs?
No.
Perfect. I'm hoping you smell.
That's the trouble, you get the panic about halfway up.
You realise you can't stand height. In the old days, Paul, if you're up there like
in the old days, they used to be
Chelsea
up,
supporters would be up on stage like nobody.
In the old days, that was me.
You got hold of the bully.
Don't bring me down, man.
See, you're not going to do it again first.
I'll do it another day. I'll get up to the top another day. They didn't leave themselves open, though. Okay, John, rise up the chains to the top.
All right, Carl.
Go on, son, you can do it, son. I know you can do this, lad. Oh, my money's on him. See?
No.
It's all right.
Don't worry about a thing, young girl.
He's not that young anymore.
No, I'm not 18 anymore. I couldn't do it at bloody 12, never mind. You're so kind. Now, we were going to discuss this afternoon what religion meant to a pop star. And the pop star we've chosen is Ringo McCartney. Tell me, McCartney, does religion mean much to you in this present day with all the trends and the swinging miniskirts that are about?
Fuck all.
Well, I can see that he's been disillusioned by the church in general in his remark of fuck all.
No, well, I went to Brighton with the Maharishi. Fuck all, it meant to me.
Important step for you.
Nothing. He didn't groove me.
He didn't groove. No. I see. I don't suppose he smoked pot, did he?
No.
I see. What about the Reverend Nichols?
No, not a chance.
Well, do you like
X films.
Yeah. Yeah, Lulu, Barry Ryan, and X films. But Maharishi, no.
Well, I'd say that was a pretty concisive opinion of the youth of today. Now we're going on to a rather different group, a generation gap, and that's Tumble Starker, who's sitting here. Now, what do you think about mock Tudor shithouses in Weybridge and places like that?
Well, I don't mind them being in Weybridge. It's just when they try and put them in London, I think they get in the way of all the traffic.
You're so right. Yes. As you said yesterday, neither your arse nor your elbow.
I said that.
I couldn't. I never forget it. Well, that's all for this evening. It was very good. I think it was nice when the camera came on.
Very good. What used to do?
Exactly. But it's a chance to speak.
I mean, the only chance we get, we clergy.
There's only Cliff doing his bit. Really?
Well, I left the clergy about 59. Yeah, I thought for getting with the kids.
Oh, started with Rosie.
A lot of us started with Rosie. Actually, it was rehearsal rooms.
Dog collar.
From there on, I never looked back.
Now you'll notice this piece of scaffolding that keeps leaping about the roof. It's the modern technology.
An evening with Barry Mugridge.
Watch out for the spy mics.
Very nice.
Oh, did you get anything from Mark?
I gave you what I got. He said he'd give us some more. Mal's going to give us some more.
We didn't happen to get any today.
Yes, that's what I gave you.
Huh?
And we're going up to lunch. What do you put in your hand? Do you want a ring, Tony?
Yes.
So what's the plan?
242A. This is what we plan to do for the next 3 weeks.
I thought you
should. Oh, well.
I thought we might make a film this afternoon.
More what? Okay. Do this.
Some like comedy. You reject the idea of the two guys in the tube train and the guy whose husband is really the pimp is the conductor. Do you?
But we rejected that. And I thought it might be a little drug peddling song.
I never heard a word.
Since then, the group have become the hottest pop property in Japan.
Due to being locked in a sauna bath. By their Royal Majesty Ho Chi Minh.
Out tomorrow, discos. Come on in, you'll get pneumonia.
Your chance to win a Fab Free Beetle. Send in 39 disc tops.
Also leaving for the Mid-M Song Festival is John Rawls.
Oh, he's not.
Flying out.
Well, what do we do today then?
Let's make a film.
I think you should finish off your train. Anyone, 10-foot tall and 8-foot wide.
Yeah, you can get us a lot of wood, a lot of nails, a few hammers, a lot of paint. We could do a piece of sculpture for you.
We'll actually perform Yoko's hammer and nail.
Yeah, Yoko and nail and build around it.
Hammer and nail.
Yes. Even hammer and nail.
We're going to make a sculpture.
An avant-garde.
A lesson for the boys.
Looking avant-garde.
Then it will be like that's a paint.
Yeah,
why don't you talk together and write a song?
Really, yeah. Actually, I started one last night. It was something like this. You are definitely inclined towards it. Though sometimes I doubt it. I'm just doing a new number.
Is that the minuet?
That's the minuet. I need a sort of chorus and an outline, a format for the...
Oh, God. Having a clue. Having a gila.
Yes, I know, you went into that.
Don't go into that one.
I haven't told you lately that I love you.
Having a guy.
Well, that was actually the stem.
Have on yourself.
Well, that's...
I didn't only heard the last bit of it.
Well, what's Russ's?
That's probably what the sound of.
They died that we might wank.
What did you say?
Censor.
Well, I thought it so much to show that I'd leap in.
You could say that. I thought it was the song. Over lunch.
The truth of life, Beatles.
I did too, but that's for the college circuit. We'll do it without you.
Yeah.
Well, college or wife, I don't care. It can be revealed today. What the papers say.
I'll be tomorrow.